Yeah, energy, probably not the word I was looking for. I just meant that there's going to be some good competition and, you know, great talent in there, which will bring out, hopefully bring out the best in everybody. You know?
Well, I agree with you. I mean, competition is great for a club. I think in the back end of a bullpen, we're going to be able to shorten games. And if you combine that with hopefully our starters emerging and pitching a little deeper, you're going to have some good arms every night at your disposal to get those last, what we hope are going to be, you know, anywhere from 5 to 6 outs, as opposed to where you have to go out and get sometimes 7, 8, 9 outs sometimes last year. So that's going to be important for our starters to get us to a certain point of the game on a consistent basis. And we've got some good arms down there that we're very, very confident in are going to hold leads.
And, Mike, with Scott Shield specifically, are you hearing you know, he's on track, he's going to be good to go?
Yeah, we're getting great reports from Scott. You know, I think that anytime a guy has surgery, especially a pitcher, you know, you're landing down on that hill. There's going to take a retraining process. There's going to take first you have to get healthy and feel good. You turn the ball loose, then you're going to find and get, you know, refine your mechanics and get into a consistent rhythm and delivery, be able to repeat a delivery for the command you need. You know, Scott's always been a guy that when he's off, maybe there's a little bit of a command issue. So I think it's vital for Scott to get healthy first, and I think that'll bring his delivery where it needs to be, and he'll get to be you know, the guy that we've seen you know, for so long here, that's been as effective as any setup man in the game for the last 7 or 8 years.
Talking to Mike Socia here on AM 830. All right, Mike, last few things, we'll let you go here. The bench, you know, a lot of questions about that. And again, still a month or so away before spring training, although we're counting down. A lot of vets out there looking for work, as you're well aware of. Also, you have some young guys in your system that, you know, I don't know where they're at on your radar or, you know, what you think they might bring to the table. But do you kind of have an idea how this might play out? Or you're going to kind of wait and see some guys you're looking at? What about the young guys?
Yeah, you know, I think there's a number of things, Jeff. You know, we have some young guys that are out of options that are talented. We've got some guys that we want to take a look at that are kind of on their way up and maybe going to be able to fill some holes. Our roster is going to take shape as we move on to spring training, and it's going to be contingent, first of all, if we're going to be at 11 or 12 pitchers this year again. And now you look to the other side of the equation. I think our starting lineup, we're very, very confident it's going to give us a lineup that's going to be able to pressure teams every night and score runs. Maybe a little different look at some spots than what we've seen the last couple of years, but we feel good about our offense. And on the bench, certainly where there's there's going to be some competition for some at-bats and also some reserve roles that are going to happen on our club. And there's some decisions that we all have to make as an organization as we move through spring training. But you know, we're very, very happy at some of the development of our young guys. Some guys who I know are going to be battling for spots. Chris Pettit is banged up a little bit, and we're not sure when he's going to be 100% for spring training. We can't answer everything now, but the depth is there, and I think that as you move through spring training and you have that that depth, there's a competition that evolves, and you end up having a good team as you make the start. You know, make the turn for the start of the season.
And Mike, I know you're probably already sick of this by now, and we're not even at spring training yet, but Mickey Hatcher was on the show on Monday, and he said that you guys talk a lot and that you've gone back and forth about the leadoff spot.
the leadoff spot's important, but the only time a guy's leading off is going to be the first at-bat of a game, Jeff. But what you have to do when you're hitting in front of the middle of the lineup is you have to, first of all, be able to set the table. That's vital for us. We're very, very fortunate to have a guy like Bobby Abreu, what he did last year, being, I think, the best swing man in the league, where he was setting the table very well, but also we were setting the table for him, and he was driving a lot of runs. So, you know, that's going to be important to us. Now, you know, some guys are going to do it differently. Some guys are going to work counts, and some guys are going to get on base. And, you know, I think Figgy did a great job of it last year. And some guys are just going to flat out hit enough to get on base and get in scoring position. And I think the young player like Eric Ibarz probably has some growth in that area that'll make him a better candidate as his career moves on to hit in front of the middle of the lineup, meaning first or second. But it doesn't mean he's not ready for that challenge right now. I think that his Torres is another candidate when he's in the lineup to hit in the front of the lineup. Right now, I think there's a template where we really like Bobby Abreu hitting second. And I think he's going to feed the middle of the lineup as well as anybody will in baseball. So whoever hitting in front of him, I think, is going to be have to do maybe not get on bases quite as much as Bobby does, but is going to have to set the table for Bobby and keep it going that way. So there's a lot of different templates we've looked at. Obviously everyone has input. We try to make the best decision we can, but I think any way that we line them up, a young guy like Eric Ibar, a young guy like Howie Kendrick, or some young players like we saw Kendrick Morales last year. These young players have to get into their game, and we need guys like Eric Ibar, Howie Kendrick. We need these guys to produce, and then once you have the options, it's much easier to get a stronger lineup up there.
And last thing, Mike, you mentioned the young players getting into their game. Is that what you'd like to see from Brandon Wood, just to play his game, not put too much pressure, but just get into his game during spring training?
Well, yeah, there shouldn't be any pressure on a player. I think if a player's feeling pressure and starting to press, you have what happened with Howie Kendrick last year, and that's a negative. Brandon Wood is not going to be a player that's going to feel pressure. I think he's very he understands this. He's very pragmatic. He knows what it's about. He knows that he's got to go out there and play his game, and if he's not playing at a high enough level, if somebody's playing better, he's going to lose playing time. We have every confidence that Brandon Wood's going to go there, and he's going to get into his game. He's made a lot of progress on some of the holes that he had a couple years ago in his swing, and I think he's got the chance to really be a dynamic power hitter from the third base position. He's going to play Gold Glove caliber defense, which is, I think, a plus for any player because it's going to give them maybe a longer leash to go out there and get at bats if they're contributing in some way. If the job is out there for him to take, and we have confidence he's going to play at a high level. But if a player feels pressure, Jeff, and starts to press, that's when you really have to sit him down and just let them realize, you know what, I've got to go out there and just slow the game down, simplify things. I think that's what you saw from Howie when he came back. I think Howie Kendrick is a great example of a guy pressing early in a season or in a career and then going down and getting an understanding of, you know what, I know what I have to do now, coming back and lighting it up. Now, we don't have an option with Brandon, but at some point his talent needs a chance to play, and he's going to get a chance to win a position, and we're very, very confident he's going to play at a level that we're going to want him out there every day.
Right. Well, you guys have a part in that too, though, Mike. Matt Palmer said last week, made a comment that he just sensed when he was on the mound and he looked into the dugout to you and to Mike Butcher that, he felt like you guys had his back, that he wasn't going to get in trouble or that you weren't going to kick him when he was down. So that all plays a part of it too, the way that you handle that. And look at what happened with Howie. He went back down and came back up and responded.
Well, that was a tough decision. I shouldn't say a tough decision. It was a tough thing to do at a time for any young player. And I think our veterans and our team, guys like Torrey Hunter and Bobby Abreu and, guys who were in that clubhouse, really helped Howie through that time. When he went down, he came up, and actually we were playing a day game, and his flight got delayed a little bit, where he showed up about 20 minutes before game time. And he came flying into the clubhouse with a smile and said, I'm ready. And he looked like determined, went out there and played well and got a couple hits. And, I think Howie came back with just a whole different look to him. And I think that's important for any young player to be in that environment. I know when I came up with the Dodgers, we had that environment. And any young player, it makes it very fertile grounds for them to develop and play at a high level. And we saw that from Ibar. We saw it from Morales. We saw it from the second half of Howie Kendrick. We saw it from Jeff Mathis. I think Jeff, the second half, played at a much higher level. So some guys mature at different times and different timing on everything, but our young talent is for real. We have every bit of confidence that these guys are going to be a core of a championship-caliber team for many years to come. And we need them to start getting into their game. You can't wait on potential all the time. At some point, it's got to be production. And we saw it with Ibar, Morales. We saw it with Howie towards the second half of last year. We saw with some of our younger pitchers coming up and performing well. So, Kevin Jepson. So, We'll get ready. We got a couple more weeks to get down there. We've had a pitcher's camp going on now for a couple weeks, and those prospects are looking terrific, Jeff. So we're going to keep moving forward. That's for sure.
And just to give a little insight, Mike, to just to how much passion you have for your role and what you do. I heard you're going to Orem in a week or so.
I'm going to Orem on Saturday. I'm going to go up and speak to some of the people that house our kids. You know, the first year entry level position kids that play at Orem. It's really an important stage. You know, those of us that play pro ball and started out in rookie ball, I can't tell you how important it is to have that unit there, that support group. You know, it was much tougher when I broke in back in 76 without cell phones and communication back home and all that. But now these players, I think, are handled at a higher level where they can take away a lot of distractions and just focus on playing baseball. And I'll go up to speak to the group up in Orem on Saturday, and I'm looking forward to it.
That's awesome. Well, again, I've said, Mike, you know, since you've been here, we're wrapped up the best decade in the history of Angels baseball. And really appreciate the time tonight. Thank you very much.
All right, Jeff. Hopefully we've got better things even on the horizon. There's a little bit of a turnover on our club, but we're excited at how our club is shaking out. And we'll work hard and hopefully be ready to go opening day.
All right. Hey, have a great rest of the vacation, and we'll see you in Tempe.
Okay, Jeff. Thank you.
You got it. Thank you. Angels manager Mike Socha.